when he talks, he is seeking words to get off his chest. Horizontally speaking, he's at his very best. Vexed again, perplexed again. Thank God I can be oversexed again. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered am I. Wise at last, my eyes at last are cutting you down to your size at last. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered no more. Burned a lot, but learned a lot, and now you are broke, so you earned a lot. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered no more. Couldn't eat, was dyspeptic. Life was so hard to bear. Now my heart's antiseptic since you moved out of there. Romance, Finny, your chance, Finny. Those ants that invaded my pants, Finny. Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered no more.
I'm Steph Green, and you're listening to WMUCFM.
Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night, your body cycles through periods of light sleep and very deep sleep? Most people's sleep cycles tend to last 90 minutes, so if you aim for 8 hours, your alarm is likely to go off just as you're diving into deeper sleep. Try aiming for 7.5 hours of sleep and see how you feel in the morning. If you feel great, you probably nailed it and found your sleep cycle. If you don't feel perfect just yet, test out an 85 or 95 minute sleep cycle instead. Not only will you feel great in the mornings once you discover your magic number, you'll also add about 30 minutes of valuable time to your day.
sabia meu violão, e uma cruel desilusão foi tudo que ficou pra machucar meu coração. Sabe, não foi bem melhor assim. Melhor pra você e melhor pra mim. A vida é uma escola que a gente precisa aprender. A ciência de viver pra não sofrer.
Here's three, one's in the middle.
to show what he sees to the other two, to the one attacking so afraid, and the one that keeps trying to love and trust and getting himself betrayed in the plan. So sweet, so over loving and gentle, he lets people into his innermost sacred temple. Blind faith to care, blind rage to kill. Why do you let him talk him down to cheap work and cheap thrills? In the plan, insulting plan, God must be a boogeyman.
God must be a boogeyman.
Which would it be, Mingus one or two or three? Which one do you think he'd want the world to see? Well, world opinion's not a lot of help when a man's only trying to find out how to feel about himself. In the plan, the cockeyed plan, God must be a boogeyman. He is three.
Music is a world. Yes, hello, everyone out there in Radio Land. My name is Vic Chestnut, and you're listening to WMUC. Dig it.
Thank you. You're listening to Oncle Jazz.
Thank you. everybody. I'm Mike Boschetti, also known as President Jimbo from Smiling Friends, and you're listening to 90.5 FM College Park Radio. You guys rock!
WMUC!